So then it ends by saying, because for the work of Christ he was nigh unto death, not regarding his life to supply your lack of service toward me, as I said earlier. His personal needs he put aside, and he charged forward toward what he believed was important and the work of the Lord. He was getting sick, at some point, I'm sure he couldn't do it anymore, so he backed off, and then he got well, and then he went again. So he did what he could with what he had, and that's all the Lord asks of us too. So in conclusion, let me just add a few more comments. In practicality, what is it that we need today? Well, it comes down to the basics still, as it always does, but we'll elaborate a little more from there. We need God's word. There's so much information out there now about spirituality, about philosophy, about so many different things. We're so inundated with information that we're shutting down, or we'll go through it and we don't even know what we read. We're so inundated, we're tired of it. We're bombarded with it. We've never had this much information in our lives. So we have to realize and view the fact that we have to go back to the Word of God, the way it came from the Holy Spirit, and let's just go back to it. Let's not allow ourselves to get too cumbered about with all kinds of other ideas about daily living and spirituality. It's all back to God's word. All these other ideas and thought patterns are of people that said, hey, you know what, it makes sense if we live this way and not hurt each other, and, you know, isn't that sound good? Yeah, and that's how it should be, you know. Well, yeah, of course. So a lot of things may make sense, but it's not the word of God. The word of God has everything we need. The word of God can supply anything that challenges us even in today's world. If you say, well, I can't find it in there, it's there. It won't be in direct words saying this and this type of activity or something like that, but it's there. It's completely there. We just have to be in tune with the word and be reading it and allow the Spirit to speak to us through what's being said in God's word. We still need prayer. Prayer we can never put away. Prayer is very important. And I think Satan uses our cluttered, busy lives against us when it comes to prayer. Not only does he bombard us with all these other parts and informations that are out there, but he also tires us out with all this stuff going on and gives us a lot of noise, and prayer is a quiet time. It should be a time where we can focus on the Lord. I said earlier it took me a few days to unwind, and that's because my mind was still spinning from all the stuff that I do every day, which tells me maybe I'm doing a little too much. Especially as I got older and my energy level diminishes, I realized that I need to set time aside for prayer and for God's word. And for fellowship with believers, another basic necessity all believers have. Oh, well, I can go to the internet, or I can read a book, that isn't the same as fellowship with believers. Not only is there the accountability issue, but there's also the issue of encouragement. Sometimes you approach a fellow believer and you're comforted just by they're looking at you. But sometimes they say something very simple, and they don't know they're talking about your problem because they don't know you have that problem. But because you were there with God's people, you received something the Holy Spirit wanted you to have to encourage you and you direct you toward your future. So being in the right place at the right time with fellow believers, that is important and critical. We need to maintain reasonable relationships for support and encouragement. And we need to let people know that we're available. So as time goes by, we can see that our world is getting colder and colder by the minute. We can see that fragmentation's happening. We can see that relationships are being less and less important. We interact with electronics, so we're communicating different ways. But you can't read body language through that. You can't really see the person's heart. You get the face-to-face contact with people. There's no substitute for that. And believers need to see each other's face-to-face. Talk about their challenges. Talk about where they're at. Support each other, encourage each other, love each other. Do what they can for each other. But without relationships, that is not likely to happen. If we're too cold, we may not feel like we can, and we won't open up. Or we may not appear to be available for anybody to even talk to us because we're so cold. So we need to be mindful of that as well. And we must be careful to discern all the information that's out there. Let's discern, be careful to discern and to know what information is good, what information is bad. We always talk about how the media or the internet can receive information that is completely false. In some ways, some of it might make sense, but sometimes it can be completely wrong because anybody can put anything they want out there, it seems. And lastly, we need to view time as a limited resource, as well as our energy as a limited resource. Time is limited. So we need to therefore prioritize our time and set time aside. And I'm glad that this week, you know, we were talking about the thoughts of the mind and how we need to prioritize in our mind. We talked about prayer. And so all of these things show us that there needs to be time set aside for spiritual ambitions and spiritual things and spending time with the Lord and spending time with each other. So my prayer is that we would all leave camp this week with something that we will project into our lives, and somehow by this time next year, maybe we can talk about what we've done and how we've been able to glorify God. In some way, we can encourage each other with some of the successes of what we do. And so there has been just so much good information, and we have been challenged with so much here at camp this week. I pray that the Lord would support and help us, each one of us, in our local groups, wherever we go, to honor him and do our best for his kingdom. May God bless the reading of his word.